Voters across Pennsylvania and New Jersey head to the polls today for statewide and municipal elections. Pennsylvania Secretary of the Commonwealth Al Schmidt says as of this morning, hundreds of thousands of mail ballots have already been returned.
More than 1.13 million mail ballots have been sent to registered voters who requested them and had their application to vote by mail approved. So far, that's about 73% return rate, or approximately 828,000 voters who have already returned their ballot.
In Pennsylvania, all mail ballots must be received by a county's Board of Elections by 8 o'clock tonight to be counted. Voters who have not yet mailed their ballot should hand-deliver them to their county's Board of Elections, a satellite office, or a secure Dropbox location. Meanwhile, in New Jersey, mail ballots must be postmarked before 8 o'clock tonight and be received by county boards of election on or before 6 days after Election Day. They can also be placed in drop boxes or taken to Board of Elections offices. Voters heading to the polls in New Jersey will select a new governor. Although Donald Trump lost New Jersey in 2024, he won more support than he did in 2016, suggesting Democrats are losing their grip. Hoping to ride the Trump wave of support is former Republican state lawmaker Jack Cittirelli. Democrats are putting their hopes in Democratic Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill. This election is being seen as somewhat of a bellwether race to see if Donald Trump still has sway on voters since taking office in January. Philadelphia holds its municipal general election today. The most watched race on the city ballot is for district attorney. More from WHYY's Corey Sharber.
Larry Krasner, the progressive reformer who has led the city's prosecutor office since 2018, is hoping voters will return him today to a third term. His challenger is former judge Pat Dugan, who lost a Democratic primary in May to Krasner, but received enough write-in votes to run as the Republican nominee. The office will shape local law enforcement and criminal justice policy in Philadelphia. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Voters can confirm their polling place on the city's website. You can look it up via the city site for Philadelphia. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Voters across Pennsylvania will see Supreme Court judge retention questions on their ballots today. Three of the court's seven seats are up for retention. Each question asks voters, shall this justice be retained for another term? Voters select yes to keep and no to remove. In sports, the 76ers 5-1 so far this season. They visit the Bulls tonight. The Flyers visit the Canadiens this evening, and the Eagles have a new edge rusher. It is Jalen Phillips of the Dolphins. And here's your Philly forecast. Bright sunshine today, a high of 62, and it's going to be windy at times. Winds about 15 to 25 miles an hour on average, and gusting higher. Clear skies tonight and a low of 40.